Recorded. Alright, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Seven Sins Podcast, aka the Mickey and Mike Show. Unfortunately, Mickey could not be here tonight to do the show. So, in his spot, I have Dark Hard Styler. What's up, buddy?
Hey, nothing really.
How's stuff going in Ireland?
Well, it's lashing outside right now, and we have a leak in our house because the builders are too lazy to build the house properly. So our flowers are being destroyed at the moment.
Oh, that is not good. Not good. No. So we're going to jump right into the stories here. Article coming from CNET. Saying that later this year that Vizio is going to come out with TVs that have built-in Wi-Fi, and they're going to kind of come out with like an app store type thing to like have applications on your TV, so you could have like for instance like a weather application or stock application like for stocks and maybe Twitter, Facebook, you know, who knows. So what do you think about this?
Sounds pretty cool, but. It can kind of clash with the 360 because isn't the 360 coming out with Facebook and Twitter and all those on it?
Yeah, but it'll be good for people that don't have a 360 and just want the TV. Mm-hmm. And then, like, sure. you can write any app for it. So you could have, like, your photos from Flickr on there, or you could have, like, a web browser, which the 360 doesn't have. You know, it's like
Well, with the 360, if you hook it up to your laptop, to your router, is it, you can get on. It's an application you can use to get on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. So I think this is going to be cool. I think it'll definitely kind of separate Vizio from the rest of the TV market because there's so many different choices out there right now. You know, you have Sony, Panasonic, Philips, LG. You know, just everybody's making TVs. And you really don't know which one to buy. So maybe this will kind of point you in the right direction if you're looking for a cooler TV.
I'm just worried about the price tag on it as well.
Well, Vizio TVs are known to be pretty cheap. So unless they jack up the... Well, here you go. It says a 42-inch version will begin selling at $999 at the end of November.
Look that. Am I the only one that thinks Vizio, like, the quality on Vizio TVs are not the best?
Yeah, I mean, they're not the best, but they're cheap. So, I mean, and then, like, for people that really aren't into hardcore movie watching and just want to say they have a huge TV, you know, I mean, they look fine. They don't look bad, but, I mean, sure, a Sony one or something like that's going to look way better. But, you know, I've seen them in the store. They look good. They all do 1080p. And, yeah, they look really good. So, all right, next story coming to you is Sony is going to debut a PS3 Slim on August 18th in Germany. This is a rumor. Basically, slimmed down version of the PS3, kind of like what you saw with the PS2. It's just that little box now. It's not going to be very big. And, it's going to be $300. And that's all there really is about it. So,
I don't remember the date, but a while ago there was a video, like, apparently leaked. It was somewhere in Thailand or somewhere. And it was a guy selling a PS3 Slim on, like, a market. I'd say it was fake, but I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah.
Could have stolen somewhere from a Sony place.
Yeah, they have a photo of the PS3, which we'll post in the show notes at mickeyandmike.com. But, I mean, it looks pretty legit. Of course, it could be photoshopped, but it looks pretty good to me.
Yep. Yeah.
So, all right, when we come back, we are going to have a story from Dark. All that and more coming up on the Seven Sins Podcast. to the Services Podcast. I'm going to make the intro into a song. Yes, we're back. Like I said before, Doc could not be with us today because of some complications with his heart. I think he had a heart attack. So hopefully he will be back in the swing of things soon. But I am joined by our good friend, Dark Hard Styler. Hello, sir.
Hello, mate.
How are ya?
Alright.
Alright, good, good, good. So, I believe you have a story for us now.
Yep. I'm going to read about the college student arrested for modding game consoles.
Take it away, mate.
A college student from Cal State Fullerton, I don't know where that is, was arrested by federal agents on Monday by illegally running a home business of modifying Xbox, PlayStation, Wii, and other video game consoles to enable machines to play pirated video games. So basically, they're flashing their consoles. Matthew Lloyd Crippen was taken into custody by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents for allegedly violating the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998. According to NBC Los Angeles, the college student is accused of modifying personal financial gain technology affecting control or access to a copyrighted work. Each criminal count carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Okay, I wouldn't say modding a 360 is worth 5 years in prison. But anyway, yeah. The charges against Crippen stem from an ICE or ICE investigation initiated late last year after the agency received a tip from the Entertainment Software Association. Special Agent in Charge Robert Schosch, who heads the ICE investigation office in Los Angeles, commented on the bus, "Playing with games in this way is not a game, it is criminal. Piracy, counterfeiting, and other intellectual property rights violations not only cost U.S. businesses jobs and billions of dollars a year in lost revenue, they can also pose significant health and safety risks to consumers." Okay. On the last bit, I'm just going to say, what the fuck?
Yeah. You can get hurt if you play a pirated game.
the console will recognize it's pirated and explode on you.
Yep.
Alright.
That's a pretty scary story, I guess. I mean, but I don't think you're going to get in trouble if you're just flashing stuff by yourself. But if you try to turn it into an empire, you know, you'll probably get shut down pretty quick.
Someone tells me he was, because the statesman was a college student, he's probably going around shouting his mouth off, "Give me your consoles and I'll flash them for you." He'll be able to play pirated games, and that's how he got caught, because he was a dumbass.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
It's some people on 7 who have certain services.
Right.
Not going to name names, but I don't see them like going around shouting their mouths off to everyone.
Yeah, shouting their mouths off. Yeah. That's not good. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And after this, we're going to come back with a 7 Sins member. And yes, we will see you all in a minute.
Decided to just start prank calling people. So this is kind of just a goof-off podcast more than a real one. Hopefully we'll be able to get a real one in with Dot tomorrow. But I think you'll guys like this. It's pretty funny. Enjoy. Also, the language gets pretty nasty, so don't listen to this with your mother or father by your side.
I like some filler shit, because Dot's not here, and it's like boring as fuck.
I'm eating cookies.
I'm eating biscuits as well.
What? What do you mean?
Biscuits. You guys not say that over there?
Biscuits, what the fuck? Biscuits are like fairy tale food. You hear about it in TV. And like in the KFC commercials, we never fucking hear about it in someone's mouth.
Alright, hey, Gamby, are you friends with Game Beater?
Ironically, yes. And he's talking to me on Skype right now, and his little dude has a mustache.
Alright, so would you be cool if we got him in here?
I don't care.
Alright. Well, you don't, like, hate him or anything, do you?
I don't. I'm indifferent. He's cool.
Alright. Hello, sir!
What?
I'm talking Game Beater.
What? Yeah.
Dick Beater.
What?
Crank up your mic.
What?
Alright.
What?
Check. Everybody check.
Check. Check.
Alright.
Check, 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 check. Good, good, good.
Alright, so basically, Dot is not here, and we still need to do a show anyway. So we are going to, just do some filler shit. Sound good?
Alright, so today I was driving, right?
Here we go. Alright.
And I was with my girlfriend, and we're like, hey, let's go to Newark. Well,
Newark?
No, no.
Newark?
Newark. Newark. N-E-W-A-R-K.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody got lazy and didn't want to spell New York.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I used to think that, but then again, it's completely different. Like, New York has, like, Times Square, and Newark has, like, fried chicken and pizza.
I'm just talking about, like, naming-wise.
All right. And, what's it called? I'm having a brain fart. So I go there. I'm like, hey, I'll show you where my grandpa used to live. Because he had this fucking, it was Pepto-Bismol Bang. I just added like seven bad syllables in there. It was Pepto-Bismol Pink, right? And it's this fucking epic house. It has like plants. And it had this statue of a guy that looked like he was hailing Hitler. The funniest thing in the world. So I drive out 30 minutes, right? House is fucking knocked down and they're building an apartment building complex. Why would you fucking do that to a Pepto-Bismol Pink 200-year-old house in the heart of a fucking city? Kill yourself, women. So out of sheer anger, I start driving around and I just find myself in the fucking basilica or cathedral for the northeast part of the country, the Sacred Heart Cathedral or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know how. I eventually appear home. I wasn't even driving. I just kind of made lefts and rights, and then I found myself on the highway going home. I was like, oh, okay. I get home. I watch a guy drive straight into one of those fucking, you know, steamrollers? There's like four lanes, and they're doing construction on like the far right lane, and I'm doing like 65. Some guy fucking speeds past me, so he must have been doing at least fucking 90. Boom! Right into the back of the steamroller.
Are you serious?
I'm not fucking
kidding. That's awesome.
He was in like an Acura TL, like a 2-year-old one or some shit. He's just like, boom! Dead. And I'm just sitting there like, bitch.
Jeez. Alright, so what happened with your little whack-off incident at the hospital?
Oh my god. Hold on. Okay. Oh. I'm good. Right, I'm good. No, I'm not wrong. Alright, just for the record, Keebler's is like fucking bullshit ripoff of Chips Ahoy.
Keebler's? Those little elves?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Exactly. Fucking shitty cook. Alright, well. So. There's like a candy gift thing shop fuck nugget inside the hospital. Yeah. I knew that. Alright. Girlfriend gets a job there, but she has to go in for like an interview and paperwork and nigger nipples and the whole nine yards. So I'm like, alright, fine. I'll stand out here and wait. So I'm standing there. First I see this. Wait, hold on. What are the pink sticks?
Those pink sticks from your fucking video.
Yeah, I know, man.
Should bring those around. Just start whipping people with them.
So, I'm standing there. And you know how people in walkers are supposed to be slow?
Yeah.
I just fucking see an old lady fucking hightailing it fast and I could run in a walker.
What the fuck?
That was a fun one. Oh, no, that was when I got inside. I forgot to talk about the black lady outside. So I'm walking. She's like smoking like a Newport or some shit, right? She's like 500 pounds in a wheelchair that's like crooked. Her head's like offset left. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Could you put me in your car and take me up the path? And I just walk by. She's like, sir, sir. We walk by. Once we're about 3 feet up past her, she goes. Like 5 minutes. It was fucking terrible. She's like making phone noises and shit. I don't know. Alright. So, alright, go in. She goes for the nigger nipples, whatever. Alright. So, with the walker, whatever. I'm standing there. There's this guy in like a reclining wheelchair. I didn't even know they had these fucking things. Right? He's just sitting there. He's like, he's kind of dumpy, probably like 65, 70, like gray, stringy, fucking thin ass hair. Who's sending me a message? No, I can't help you with your E68 error. Your hard drive is fucking failing. Alright. So, he's just staring. He's wearing like sweatpants. And this fucking creepy ass motherfucker, like a pube sideburn and beard thing going on. Where he just like, why, like alien? Like, you ever piss off an Asian and they open their eyes? Like, he has those eyes going on. And he like looks at me and slowly reaches for like the elastic band on his fucking sweatpants, lifts him, but only enough to like get his hand in there. Then starts like. Like, if you went, like, pinky ring, middle finger, index finger, and, like, cycle them into a fist and then out. And, like, a wave. He's, like, doing that to his cock. And he's, like, all up and in there, and he's into it. And he's fucking staring at me and shit. So I'm, like, looking away, like, texting people. I got a voicemail. I'm, like, I'll answer this right now. It was bad. Right? I'm fucking standing there. He's still touching himself. Some other crazy dude. He must have gotten out of, like, I don't fucking know, like, a mental hallway on, like, floor 6 or 8 or wherever the fuck it is. He fucking, like, rolls up in, like, an electric wheelchair, and he has a giant fucking head. Like, I mean fucking, like, elephantitis of the brain, right? Like, say, like, oh, good job, muy bueno, right? Like, you're working on the walls. You're Spanish. Like, yes. And when you're using plaster, right? I don't fucking know. I'm not working on no walls. Plaster Paris. You know, that stuff dries quickly. My dad told me that when I was a child. Sir, I'm not working on the walls. What are you talking about? You and all your compadres are working on the walls. Sorry. I'm Italian, okay? Fuck you. He starts talking about, like, Mexican lifestyle and, like, fucking, like, construction work. Shit I can't even relate to in the most remote sense because I don't give a shit in any way, shape, or form. I mean, he's just mumbling on and on while I don't fucking know, while this other guy's staring at me and fucking fondling his cock. And it's just like, oh my fucking god. Terrible. Oh, fuck. Hold on. And the error code means his fucking hard drive is failing. Don't try to find shit.
Yeah, it's hard drive error.
Yeah, thanks. Can anybody freaking fix it?
No, get a new one.
Fuck. You're rich anyways.
Okay, asshole.
Walking out, nothing happens, I don't know. That's about it.
Epic win.
You should have Sparta kicked that guy in the chest when he's on his wheelchair.
You know, I totally would have, but I'm in a hot, I'll get a blowjob in the car. what? Did Oh! Oh! No. Dude, we're at a fucking hospital.
So?
Okay. So her mom works there. Oh, man. Basically, the moral of the story is creepy people play with themselves to like, teenage boys.
You know, wait, hold on.
I'm like 5'6". Don't pay attention. You can mistake me for, like, a 14-year-old.
Wait, did you get blown in the car?
No!
Did you get a hand job in the car?
No.
Oh. How about a foot job?
Yes, I got 6 of those.
Epic win.
It was like 6 at a time. It was like, you only have 2, but I'm getting 6. Bitch.
Tight. Alright, so, what other you have to have some more fucking stories.
Want more stories? I could probably figure something out.
Yeah, work it out. Even if you have to make them up, do it.
Make one? No, you do not want me to make one up. Watching Pinky and the Brain or some shit. It'll be like,
dude, you know, that show was fucking the
what
shit.
What we're gonna do tomorrow, Pinky? What?
Let's
we're gonna take over the world!
Let's call a Boots car rental. And do what?
Just tell them we want random-ass cars in random-ass places.
Are you serious?
Yo, I'm watching The Fucking Nanny on Nickelodeon. This shit is epic.
Oh, hold on. Does anybody have anybody's phone number that we could call?
I have Nightcast. I have Nightcast and Azid.
I don't want to wake up Azid.
Venomous Fire. I got...
What?
Hold on. I'm still going through my list. I got Raven. If anyone remembers him.
Yeah.
That's a fat donut guy.
Yeah, Stereo Dana, but you probably don't know him. I got Forest Master, but he's probably, like, having sex. Hold on. Aladdin? Who the fuck is Aladdin? Hold on. I know I have more. I have, Gillian Boy.
Hello.
But that's redundant. Kind of like your penis. Oh. I have Psycho Homer. I have Private Jesus. I have.
You have Psycho Homer?
Yeah, I do.
Dude, how pissed would he be if we called?
I got a kid you people don't know. I got Waffle. I got a Monkey 42.
Yeah, Monkey.
I got.
Oh, dude, I forgot about that kid.
That's about it.
Dude, we should call fucking Homer. How pissed would he be?
Fucking. No!
What?
I'd be like scared to call Homer.
Why?
You nigger!
What?
Dude, I mean,
I'd call Homer, but he just doesn't pick up. It's not even something to be scared of.
I've called Homer. I've called Nightcast with H2OB, Pete, and we each called him fat asses.
Are you serious? Okay.
And we called Nightcast a fat ass, and he's like, oh, this better be on 7th Sense so I can download it later.
Alright, well, I want to call Homer. What's Homer's number?
Alright, hold on.
I think you should type it and not, like, say it out over the air.
Yo, I'm saying this shit over the net.
This is going to be bad.
This is gonna be very bad.
Make sure to edit this out.
Alright.
Don't edit it out. Do not edit it out.
Alright. It's your ass is grass.
Hold on, I need to cook it.
Okay. He needs to cook it? What'd he say?
I think that's what he said.
Alright. Did you just say you need to cook it?
Alright, this is gonna be a little kinky.
Okay.
201.
What?
201.
201.
262.
Okay.
2262.
Six what?
2.
That is too many fucking twos.
Oh, no. It's legit. It's 2262.
Alright, let's do it.
Stop it.
Alright, he's gonna be so pissed off. Alright, you taking this one, Game Beater?
I thought the real one was in the chat.
What?
You're a dumbass. You're not supposed to talk out loud. I just gave you a Chinese food restaurant.
Oh, tight. Wait, is it in China? Because we'll call them.
No, it's 2:30 in the morning and it's down the street from me.
Oh. It's 2:30.
All right, here we go. Okay, real fucking deal. No bullshit.
All right, you want me to talk to him? Which I said.
No, same. I'm talking to that nigga.
Alright. Alright, here we go.
Yo, we should make an episode of the podcast, just prank calls.
Order some dog, fried dog or something.
This is psycho. Not fucking... You dumbass. Who's fucking, like, mouth breathing?
Hello?
Yo! It's Gamby. On Skype with like 7.5 people, but they're all fucking terrified. They think they're freedom. So they made me talk, because I'm not a pussy.
He hung up. Fuck. That sucks. Okay. Alright. Take two. Who else are we going to call? Let's call Venomous. See what he's in.
He probably would answer.
Will or won't?
He probably...
Oh, wait. Should we call Nightcast? Who wants to call Nightcast?
Yeah. All right, I got Nightcast. You want it?
Yeah, hook it up.
All right. It's going to be in the trap.
All right.
Yo, I'm reading his fucking number out loud, motherfuckers. It's Nightcast, bitch.
Alright.
810-523-035. What?
Okay, hold on, let me copy and paste this shit. Alright.
You cannot edit that out. I did not say the whole fucking number.
Alright, here we go.
I'm going to try every last digit anyway.
His first name's Adam.
Adam?
Actually, yeah. He's on my Facebook. I can get you his last name. I'm pretty sure it's Matthew.
Tell him we're from the Seven Sins podcast. Because he said he didn't want to give out his number to be on the show.
Hello? Hold on, let me talk. All
right.
Fucking answer your phone!
Are you reached to Adam Matthew? I'm not able to take your call right now. Just please leave your name, number, and a short message. I'll get back
to you. Yo, let me leave a message.
Thanks.
Bye. To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Wait for the tone.
To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Let's all go through that on the line and say who we are.
At the tone, please record your voice message.
Fuck!
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, Nightcast, I love you.
You're so famous on the internet.
OMG.
Podcast. Fucking shut up, I'm talking. I'm your biggest fan. I love you. Well, you did not ban me. Okay, I'm done.
All right, Nightcast, we need to get you on the podcast, buddy. This is going to be on the Nightcast, or on the podcast. And hopefully nobody will read your number off, but I can't guarantee that. Okay. Bye.
Peace.
All right, tight.
Who else? Paul Anger.
Savvy Beers.
Fuck is Anger.
Yeah, who's like, Anger?
Like Anger Management or something like that.
Yeah, dude, we should call like a suicide hotline. No, we should be like, I'm really thinking about ending this shit.
We should call one of those porno fucking like you want to have a good time numbers.
It doesn't work.
What?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. We tried it before, like, a year ago with me, Monkey, Homer. That's when, like, we all called, like, Revgasm. We called Carson at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning while he's watching Heroes on his iPod. We called a skating rink asking to get a blowjob. Cause who was it? Cause Monkey gave us a number and he said it was like a sex shop that it was a strip joint. So we were asking how much a blowjob cost. And she's like, oh, I only give those to my boyfriend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was funny as fuck.
Hey, does anybody have Mary Beth's phone number?
No.
I don't care enough. I want her to fall in a fat hole. I mean, oh, my bad. No, I don't take that back.
Okay. All right. Who else should we call?
I don't know, who else should... Yeah. Come on, I could probably dig up Carson's number.
Oh my god.
I'm a weakling monster.
Alright, yeah, dig up Carson. Devin...
Dude,
What?
Got a new... Carson got a new phone, and, like, he said he scanned the emails and had his number in it. So that's how I got his shit.
Idiot. All right. Well, type his number up in the chat.
If I can find it.
Yep.
Yo, we should. I don't know.
Who else can we call? Let's see.
Yo, call this number. Hold up, I'm typing this shit. Fuck you. All right.
What? No, don't call that number, please.
Call it.
Don't.
Call what it? Is that?
That's my number.
Wait, yeah.
I actually live in Australia, so you're gonna have to do a plus two on that.
Bullshit.
All right. Does anybody? Okay, who are we gonna call? Carson, you guys' number?
No, I'm looking for it.
All right. Let's call Venomous in the meantime.
Yeah. Betty's still up.
All right, let's call. Let me get that number.
Wait, who doesn't have Venomous in this number?
Me, I don't have it. I don't have anybody's number. Except Gamby's and yours.
Yeah.
What?
Gamby!
What?
Gamby, throw up Carson's
what?
Number.
I don't have Carson's number. I told you.
No, throw
oh,
up.
Hold on.
Fucking told you this.
Throw up Venomous's number.
Bitch, please. You mean Aaron Gallagher? This is a good one.
Alright, here we
go. Alright, I was so bored. Alright, this is the epitome of boredom. I decided to sign on RuneScape while we're doing this shit.
Dude, oh my god.
I haven't played this in like 6 years. I type Venomous's number into like a big like shopping center.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. Oops.
Alright. Let's call him. Alright. Here we go.
Let me do the talking? No.
Alright. Damn, I'm glad you burned up all these Skype credits.
Alright. Yo, I got them Pyros' number!
Oh, dude! Yes! Fuck that. Venomous. Call him. What's his number? What?
How do I call?
You can't. You need Skype credits.
Put the number in.
I'll just mute everybody.
Hold on. You're on AIM, right?
Yeah, or you can text me the number or whatever.
This number you can't.
Alright. Hold on.
He's gonna. Alright, I'm not in this chat. You got his number from someone else, alright? I'm not in the middle to deal with his shenanigans.
I don't think anybody else. I don't think he knows any of us.
In that case, I never gave you his number. Fuck it.
Alright. Okay, alright, here we go.
You like butt six?
Odd.
Alright, game, are you talking? Gambit, are you talking?
To them?
Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Is this, Dem Pryos?
What?
Is this Dem Pryos? You know?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Did you once go to the internet?
Hey, was he lying? Was he full of shit?
Oh, no.
That was Dem.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was great. Okay.
First time I've ever heard you say something serious.
Me?
Me?
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did anybody get Venom? Oh, yeah. What's Venom?
Hold on. I got Carson, I think. Let me double check my source. Yeah, I got to make it sound secretive.
You work for fucking TMZ or what?
No, I got it.
All right. What is it?
Semen demon.
Alright. Hold on. Dude, where are these fucking area codes? Okay. Alright. Who's talking?
Fuck the fucking podcast. Just put this shit up.
What? Oh my god.
What?
Okay, here we go. All right.
What?
Go.
Right.
It's ringing.
Who's talking?
Gamby talk.
What?
Talk.
Okay.
Hello?
Surprise bot sex!
Hello?
Philip! Philip, what's up?
Hi.
Hello?
Philip!
You're on the Seven Sins podcast right now.
What?
What?
Philip, you're on the Seven Sins podcast.
What the hell?
I don't... I'm drinking Capri Sun and eating cookies. That's pretty much my extent of this.
I can barely understand you, dude.
I can barely understand you, dude.
Philip, you're on the Seven Sins podcast.
Man, that's awesome. Kiss my ass. Like
Alright.
Fuck, I don't have any cookies left.
Okay, that was boring as shit. Alright.
Yeah, Carson!
We need somebody to get, like, pissed off when we call. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing calling us?
Hertz mobile rental, Hertz car rental, they always get pissed off.
What's their number?
It's a 1-800 number, so it's free.
Okay, do it.
I just made the connection here. You fucking bought Skype credits?
Yeah.
Yeah, to call Nightcast.
And then he fucking blew me off. Whoop, did I just kick somebody? No,
I just found another box of cookies. Win.
Tight. All right.
You asshole. Hold on, I'm looking for,
Hertz's number? Dude, it takes like a 5-second Google search.
I am. I'm on their website right now.
Hertz 1-800 number. It's probably like 1-800-Hertz or some weird shit like that.
555-Hertz.
What the fuck?
No.
Context.
We should call, like, I don't know.
Where are we gonna tell them to pick us up from?
What? Whoa, you're really fucking quiet.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine. Game beater. Hear me now. You're really fucking quiet. Yeah.
Does it sound cool? Close.
No. Game beater.
What?
Give me the fucking number.
For her?
Yeah.
It got quiet.
It got real, real quiet.
That's when the butt sex ensued.
Alright. I think I got it.
Alright.
Bam.
Okay. Alright. Are you talking?
Sure.
Alright, I'll navigate through all the menus, but...
Alright, yeah,
just... No! We just fucking, like, for the most expensive car they have, the fucking, ZHZ.
What the fuck is that?
It's a Corvette built for Hertz.
Really? Yeah. Alright, it should be ringing. There we go.
Thank you for calling Hertz. Please note that Hertz best rates can be found on Hertz.com.
Yeah.
Please have your flight information available. If using a debit card, please advise the reservation agent.
Okay.
And some restrictions apply.
Oh.
Your call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance.
Yay.
Thanks for calling Hertz. Do you need to make, change, cancel, or confirm a reservation?
Make.
Okay. Do you have a gold or number one? Sorry. Do you have a membership number?
No.
Please say yes.
No.
From which city or airport will you pick up the car?
St. Louis International Airport, or Lambert International Airport.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Lambert International
St. Louis!
Please say the pickup date. For example, May 10th.
August 23rd!
Do you know your arrival airline and flight number?
No! Don't worry about it.
Please say your arriving airline and flight number. If you don't, at any time, you can say... Repeat.
American Airlines 1153.
Dropping off at the same location?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Please say the return date.
Speak to an agent.
Drop off at what time?
Fuck. 10 a.m.
Do you have a discount or a CDP number with Hertz?
No.
Yes. 17911.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. At any time, you can say, repeat, help, go back. Please hold for the next available Hertz agent.
Tight.
Cunt.
Dude, Nightcast locked the thread. Read it.
Reservation, Nyan.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello?
How are you?
Hello, reservations.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want a CTS. Red.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I want a red CTS.
You want to what now?
I want a red CTS.
You want to rent a car?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to rent a car?
Yes.
In what city and state will you be picking up and returning?
All of them.
What was it?
St. Louis.
St. Louis?
St. Louis. STL. 30. Missouri.
What are your pick up and return dates?
Shit, I forgot. Hold on. Let me consult my papers. August 23rd.
What time does your flight arrive?
10:15.
And how many days would you need the car?
How many days? I think 7 will be ample.
And will you return the car around the same time?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you're picking up in St. Louis, Missouri on Sunday, August 23rd at 10:15 a.m., keeping the car for 1 week, returning on Sunday, August the 30th at 10:15 a.m. back to the St. Louis, Missouri airport. Is that correct?
Yes. Are we allowed to accommodate hookers?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are we allowed to accommodate hookers?
What, with the economy car?
No. Are we allowed to accommodate hookers?
Let me transfer you. Oh, just 1 second.
Dude, Nightcast is a little bitch.
Did we say his number on the air now? Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Do you think they hung up on us?
Who did you guys call?
Hertz.